When I was little, my grandmother had bird feeders and a bird bath in her backyard. Some of my favorite memories growing up were listening to her tell me everything she knew about the feathered friends that visited her yard daily. How amazing would it have been for us to be able to capture images and videos of that experience and to be able to share them with others? Well, if you're ready to take your backyard bird watching to the next level, FeatherSnap makes Wi-Fi enabled smart bird feeders that blend the best of technology and nature. Get a high-def glimpse of your feathered friends with a top-of-the-line camera so every visitor can be seen with clarity and detail. A unique dual-feeder bin helps attract more species, and built-in solar panels keep your camera's battery going strong. FeatherSnap's mobile app creates a truly immersive experience, allowing you to collect and organize your favorite pics and videos and earn badges along the way. Best of all, FeatherSnap offers expert-trained AI identification of more than 275 North American species thanks to their in-house ornithologist. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. As most of you know, I'm a big fan of the outdoors, and most of my time is dedicated to beekeeping and gardening-related discussions. But you probably did not know that one of my responsibilities as a kid was caring for our houseplants. Yes, part of my $5 a week allowance went towards making sure all of the houseplants were healthy and happy. We used to have shamrocks, Christmas cactus, philodendron, and more. Which leads us to today's podcast sponsor, and a special thanks to Palm Street. Palm Street is the best live shopping app for the plant lover community. You can buy and sell rare plants, crystals, ceramics, and other unique goods. Connect with trusted plant sellers and nurseries that sell nationwide. Shop 24/7 and with live human customer support. What I love most about Palm Street is joining a live stream where sellers walk through all the details and characteristics of the plants they're offering. You can get live answers to your questions and see what questions others have asked as well. It's such a great way to engage for buyers and sellers. And as a special offer, new users will receive $5 app credit, 10% off their first order, and up to $6 off shipping for 3 orders. Palm Street, available on Google Play or the App Store. Hey everybody, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Beekeeping for Newbies. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen. I do appreciate you. As always, feel free to reach out, Jeff at beekeepingfornewbies.com. That's N-E-W-B-E-S.com. And it sounds like finally the double E is not dropping out. I had a bit of a mic issue a couple of days ago, and I think we got it all figured out. All right, everybody, so we are jumping into In the News. This is going to be episode 13 coming out on 31 July. It'll be the last one for the month of July. So let's get to it. Article number one is coming to us from Nicaragua. 6 killed by killer bees after bus crashes through hives in Nicaragua. 6 people, including an 8-year-old girl, have died after they were reportedly attacked by killer bees when the bus they were traveling in crashed in Nicaragua. Around 60 passengers were on board the vehicle as it traveled from Yinotega to San Sebastian de Yali. When it came off the road and crashed in an area where African honeybees were being kept in beehives, local media reported. The insects, known colloquially as killer bees, stung 45 passengers who crawled out of the bus. Local people helped the victims before the fire department and staff from the Ministry of Health arrived. Photos showed survivors with hundreds of red welts over their upper bodies. It was initially reported that 4 people had died after they were stung on Monday, but it was later revealed 2 more died after being taken to the hospital. That's just terrible. I can't even imagine. It's bad enough that you're in the situation and you have an accident like that, and then you get attacked by a bunch of bees. So that is no good. Okay, the next article is coming to us out of Tel Aviv. Honeybee decline linked to unbalanced diets. In Tel Aviv, Israeli researchers uncovered a critical link explaining how a honeybee's dietary balance directly influences its ability to nurse larvae and maintain colony health. The findings are expected to inform scientists working to reverse their declining population. Bees are primary pollinators for many plants, including a large variety of crops and an estimated 1/3 of all food consumed by humans. However, their population has been declining because of pesticides, loss of habitat, pollution, and other factors. Balanced nutrition is fundamental for honeybee colonies, impacting not just individual health, but also the overall efficiency and survival of the hive, said Hebrew University professor Sharoni Shafir, who led a team of researchers whose findings were recently published in the peer-reviewed Animal Behavior. So, as always, there's a lot more to the article. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But, you know, this is something that we kind of talk about actually fairly regularly around the nutrition of the bees. And the reason I wanted to kind of just take a little sidebar on this is we talk quite a bit about, hey, I think I'll just keep feeding sugar syrup, or I'll keep giving them something, you know, some kind of a supplement to keep them raising brood and keep the colonies growing during times of dearth or when you want to get them to draw out comb or do other things. But I think it's really important to remember those critical amino acids and the nutrients that the bees absolutely have to have to survive and thrive, right? Having them just survive is great, but if they can thrive, if they have all the nutrients they need, they are far better equipped to fight off disease, illness, and other things. So keep that in mind as you're considering supplemental feeding. So this next one comes to us from the American Society of Microbiology. Now, this is a long article. It has charts, graphs, detailed research, lots of terminology. So if you're somebody who really geeks out at the underlying science behind anything bee-related, this article is definitely for you. Okay, now I know I'm going to botch the pronunciation on this one. The way that I read it is not the way that Google pronunciation says you should. But I thought it would be like microbiota, but no, it's microbiota. So there you go. Gut microbiota influences onset of foraging-related behavior, but not physiological hallmarks of division of labor in honeybees. Abstract. Gut microbes can impact cognition and behavior, but whether they regulate the division of labor in animal societies is unknown. We address this question using honeybees since they exhibit division of labor between nurses and foragers, and because their gut microbiota, can be manipulated. Using automated behavioral tracking and controlling for co-housing effects, we show that gut microbes influence the age at which bees start expressing foraging-like behaviors in the laboratory, but have no effects on the time spent in a foraging arena and number of foraging trips. Moreover, the gut stuff that I can't pronounce did not influence hallmarks of behavioral maturation such as body weight, cuticular hydrocarbon profile, hypopharyngeal gland size, gene expression, and the proportion of bees maturing into foragers. Overall, this study shows that the honeybee gut microbiota plays a role in controlling the onset of foraging-related behavior without permanent consequences on colony-level division of labor and several physiological hallmarks of behavioral maturation. I hope that wasn't too distracting with me being obnoxious because I can't pronounce some words. But this actually seems like it's a really, really cool article. I mean, they go into a lot of detail, and I think that is a very critically important thing to understand. As you learn to beekeep, a lot of the scientific stuff of it, in my opinion, it really doesn't matter for those first couple of years. You're sticking to the basics. You're trying to focus on fundamentals. It's just every day is like, just try to find a way to not kill my bees. But as you get better, as you start really getting into it and you start seeing different things and experiencing different things, I think it becomes more and more important to understand the science behind it. And when you understand that process and the amount of time that honeybees spend going from nurse bees through the different roles inside the hive, out to forager, and on to the afterlife, I think that there's a tremendous amount of value in that. And I think it will help you make decisions as you're doing splits, as you're boosting colonies, as you're trying to rear queens, whatever it might be. All of these more kind of advanced things are going to have a much greater likelihood of success if you understand some of just the basic scientific elements behind it. So I think this article is going to be a great read. But honestly, if you want to see something really, really good, and we still haven't gotten Randy Oliver on, that's 100% my fault because he has made himself available. I just need to follow up with him. But he has a great video on YouTube, and it's talking about how to read brood frames and the placement of different things that you would see on a brood frame, what it means when there's more or less, or he talks about the communication between the nurse bees and the foragers. It's a really good, and it's only about an hour. Absolutely great. So definitely check that out. But like I said, this article is pretty impressive. I'm looking forward to reading it myself. All right, this next article is coming to us out of California. As most of us probably know right now, on the west coast of the U.S., I know it's going on in Canada as well. There's a lot of places right now that are dealing with wildfires. So this article says here, firefighters work to save cattle and honeybees from park fire. Cattle, bees, and other livestock were and are threatened by the park fire as it advanced into Tehama County from its starting point in North Chico. Ranchers in the park fire's path got some help from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection firefighters early Thursday morning when crews arrived to protect the livestock and equipment from the advancing fire. But it's been a rough 6 years for agribusiness owners in Butte and Tehama counties who fought to save their farms from two other major wildfires and numerous smaller fires. They went through Dixie, they went through Camp, Now they're going through parks, said Rory Crowley of Paradise, a commercial agribusiness loan officer with First Northern Bank. While the valley is smoky, the former almond grower said he isn't too worried about the park fire burning almond orchards and other valley farms along Highway 99. Maps from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection show the blaze would have to travel downhill from the foothills for that to happen. Smoke settling in the valley can make harvesting difficult and unpleasant, but Crowley has watched farmers push through summer smoke before. It's the ranchers and honeybee keepers who are directly in the park fire's path, Crowley said. They're on summer range, which is up in the mountains, he said. Cattle and bees need water, so they summer at higher altitudes. Anyway, a bit more to it here, as always, but you know, keep the folks out west in your thoughts and prayers there, because, I mean, there's a lot going on, and I know that smoke is blowing east. My daughter's out there in Wyoming, and she's been experiencing some of that out there and some of the work she's doing with forestry. Okay, last on the list today, this is coming to us from Wisconsin. Urban beekeeping, how essential pollinators sustain agriculture and ecosystems in Milwaukee, or Miliwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land. Honeybees were introduced to America by European settlers in the 16th century and became indispensable to modern agriculture. In Milwaukee, that relationship has been exemplified by the apiary at Forest Home Cemetery, a unique urban sanctuary for essential pollinators. Bees have pollinated a wide variety of native plants and helped create nature's ecosystem, but without honeybees, our food system would collapse and billions would die of malnutrition, said Chad Nelson, an apiculturist and co-founder of Fairy Garden Hives. Honeybees have a unique ability to survive over the winter and can be transported from one blooming crop to another, setting them apart from other bee species. Adaptability made them the backbone of large-scale monoculture agribusiness. However, the expansion of such practices significantly reduced floral diversity, making urban landscapes like Forest Home Cemetery some of the last refuges for both honeybees and native pollinators. Urban sanctuaries have become crucial for the supporting diverse bee populations amid the decline of rural floral habitats. So as always, there's more for you to read there. I'm not going to read the whole thing for you, but I think it's a cool article. I always love hearing about urban beekeeping because it's one area that I know very little. And I've had the chance to talk to some really cool, neat people across the, primarily the Midwest, really, who are doing it and having fun with it and have shared a lot of good experiences and stories. So, folks, that is all that I have got for you today. I hope you have a great weekend. I am going to be a little bit tied up for the next couple of days. You may not hear a lot from me, but you all know how to get a hold of me whenever you need me. Outside of that, take care, be kind to one another, and remember, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll talk to you soon.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.